my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in new. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. It's the museum of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer in northern Italy, bled the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Tell me, give it a squeeze, feel my disease, remember me. In restaurants, on trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, in every bed, in any hotel room in the world, she comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere. Your holy land, take me by the hand, and would you tell me if I'm remembered by the saints up here, if they've been to my famous museum. Just for a second, just for a moment, just for a minute more, tell me.
Good evening, folks. Beto, we are live on the air, my friend. Sorry, I should have given you a heads up. All right. Sorry, the profile was a bit funky on the board. Anyways, good evening, folks. Welcome to another late night edition of Soapy Serenades. I am your host, Colin, and it seems you're becoming my new co-host.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, how's it going? I'm Beto.
It's Beto. He's my roommate. He's been on the past couple of times. He's very nice to have in the studio. He's
Thank you.
He's a calming presence, honestly. Brings my nerves at ease. Anywho, we opened up the show as usual with Rubber Ducky by Ernie. That's kind of my calling card that it's time for some soapy serenades. And after that, you heard what is quite possibly one of my favorite tracks of the year so far. It is Terra by Jordy Greep off of his new album, The New Sound. If you haven't listened to it, God damn it, you need to listen to it. Every single song is a banger after a banger. It is absolutely incredible. Definitely my album of the year, Beto. So
I know, I've heard a lot about it.
I have not stopped talking about it.
It's not bad. There's a few ones that are pretty good.
There are a few bangers in there. But anywho, Beto, thank you all for joining me for, like I said, a late night edition of Soapy Serenades. I hope that you're all in a bathtub right now with some incense going, possibly a bath bomb floating above the water, dispensing some beautiful scented fuzz across the surface layer of water. Anywho, Beto, do you want to read us a PSA?
For sure. Let's do it. All right. So, Tufts University Art Gallery. Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs to explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibits... I can't read tonight.
You're good.
All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in Attucman Arts Center at 4 Tableau Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. That is all.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Caught me off guard.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really give you much leeway there. My bad. But this is Colin and Beto. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Beto, what have you done this weekend? What have you been up to?
A lot.
What did you do yesterday? Tell me all about it.
Oh man, I went rock climbing in the morning at 9 a.m.
Where'd you go rock climbing?
That's a good question. I forgot where, but my good old friend Brandon invited me, and I, you know, couldn't miss out on that, so I said, yeah.
I saw the video, was it freed something? What is a flashing? That's what it's called,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I was flashing a segment. Flashing is when you, you know, attempt a route for the first time and complete it on your first try.
Yep.
Which is actually, honestly, pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't rock climb very often, but, you know, it's always fun to sort of try it out again.
Mm-hmm.
And have a bit of fun and challenge yourself.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
And then what'd you do after? Tell me.
Oh, right after I, you know, got home like around 1, because I had a little hiking trip after that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get much chance to sort of prepare, but was back on the road.
Was that in the White Mountains again?
I believe somewhere there, I think. It was near there.
Okay.
Hiked the Welch Loop in New Hampshire, about 4 miles and 1,700 feet in elevation. It was pretty nice.
That's sick.
Got to see the foliage. So
that's so nice, dude.
Yeah,
I haven't been on a hike since high school, and I don't know if my body will allow me to, honestly.
We will work up to it, don't worry.
I know one day I do want to get out there though.
One day
before I'm a grad. Such an idiot.
It's a late
dude.
Night, man.
So once again, thank you to all 26 of you who are listening. Woo. Very, very happy to have you on the air with us. Anywho, let's get into the to some music again. I have a great track here for you guys. It's by a little band. You may know them. You may love them, actually. King Crimson. Classic prog rock band. This is their song, which I just discovered a couple days ago, called Frame by Frame. It's off their album Discipline, which was released in 1981. Mm. And it is a banger of a tune. You'll hear the guitars in the background. Wow. They start to sync up at first, but you'll slowly hear them not go out of rhythm, but they do a little polyrhythm. Mm. 7/8 and 13/8. I didn't know that off rip. I had to research it. Anywho,
let's get started.
This is Frame by Frame by King Crimson. Enjoy, folks. I love you. Thank you. Welcome back, folks. What you just heard right there was Manchester by Interplanetary Criminal. And my God, what a song that is. I'm sorry. It was, it's quite a tune. I discovered it at a Melisma meeting. So shout out to whoever was playing that. Before that, you heard Separated by I Am Nobody. It was a short little house song that the bass went crazy in here. I don't know if we got new speakers or if they've been tuned up or what, but they've been... They've been nuts.
It was nice.
Then before that, you heard Funky Machan by Masayoshi Takanaka. Who else but Masayoshi Takanaka? You heard a short clip of that at the beginning because I accidentally messed up a few of the buttons, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. So, yeah, that I guess that kind of sums up our house-ish instrumental section of the show. You're going to hear a couple songs up next that are more low tempo, kind of chill fall vibes, if you will. I have a piece of paper right here, and it says, what are you listening to October 2024? I'm just going to read a couple of things here in case you are curious about what to listen to. If you find yourself in a music slump, first of all, come to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, because we will always have a song for you. But here's some recommendations by some of the DJs here. The new sound by Jordy Greep, which I've already talked about. She Works Out Too Much by MGMT. Manning Fireworks by MJ Lenderman. Tour de France E-Tape 2 by who else but Kraftwerk. And one more. Let's do, let's see. I like Show Me Diamonds and Rust by Joan Baez. That was so loud, man. I did not mean to clap that loud. There's also another paper that says, where have you been banned or kicked out? But most of them are joke answers. One of them says, yo mama's crib. Which is, that's hard.
Freezing.
I don't know, Beto. Have you been listening to anything special lately?
Oh, I can't even think of anything right now.
Yeah.
I have to come back to me.
Yeah, I really have. I haven't been listening to too much new stuff. Mostly just Jordy Greep.
I mean, I can think of any of one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Masquerada by, like, it's like 2011.
Okay.
Real version. It just hits.
What kind of music? Like,
oh, it's Brazilian.
Brazilian music.
Yeah, by Sergio Mendes.
I dig Brazilian music.
It's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this artist Tim Maia?
No.
Tim Maia. So. He was an older Brazilian musician. He's kind of more like in the I don't even know. Kind of more like the samba vibes.
Oh.
So it's a bit more fast paced, a little bit more upbeat. But he is great. I highly recommend if you're looking for new Brazilian artists to listen to him. And then what was the name of this artist?
Oh, Sergio? Or which person?
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, from Rio.
Yeah.
From Rio. Hell yeah. Honestly, that soundtrack is banging. Every single song on there is good. Sergio Mendes. What a guy. He looks strange. He kind of looks like a horror character.
I haven't seen him.
Check his Spotify background. Oh, it's horrifying. He kind of, I don't know, his face just doesn't look real. It's Sergio Mendes. Face looks plastic or wax. Ugh. Anyways. Oh. At least he can, make a song.
Damn.
Right? he just doesn't look real to me.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
Man's just chilling. He's vibing.
Mm.
He knows that music hits.
Indeed. All right. I say that we get into more music, because I've been talking about nonsense. The next artist that I have for you is one that I've listened to for a little while, but I haven't been able to dive into a lot. Not out of lack of interest, but just because, 5 million monthly listeners for Sergio Mendes. He's pretty popular then, I guess. Or either that or a lot of people are listening to the Rio soundtrack, which could also be true. Either or. But anyways, this man's name is John Denver, and he is a country artist that you may very well may know and love from his song Take Me Home Country Roads. Did Sergio Mendes have a soccer ball laying next to him? What a baller. Look at him. Look at the knee highs. Look at the knee high socks. Oh, what is that? Is that a bird?
Yeah, it's cockatoo. No.
Of course you know it. It's a cockatoo.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. This song is the titular track off of his album, Rocky Mountain High. So I just really like the guitars here, or the guitar, singular. So, all right, folks, this is John Denver with Rocky Mountain High. I hope that you enjoy, and once again, I love you.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains, he saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, on eagle fly. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High.
When the cupboard's bare, Of success.
All right, folks. You just heard Alameda by Elliott Smith off of Either Or. Before that, you heard My Love by Wings, an artist that I love very much. I can't name a single other member of Wings besides Paul McCartney, which is sad. But anyways, I was just telling Beto that Elliott Smith did a lot of the music for Good Will Hunting, or, well, you know, a lot of his music was used in Good Will Hunting, mm-hmm. which to me is the perfect fall movie. It's either that or Dead Poets Society, both mm-hmm. of which have Robin Williams as this kind of, you know, father figure character. And I don't know. I dig Robin Williams a lot. I dig the vibe of those movies. Do you have a perfect fall movie? Is it also Good Will Hunting, do you think?
I think it's Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I think so too.
One of my favorites.
Mm. I watched it a couple weeks ago with my parents and my brother. Mm-hmm. And it's I don't know. I find myself returning to it a lot. It's a really, really good movie. I don't think that's really a hot take to say on the air, but I just think that the visuals of it are just so, so New England fall. So New England fall. So, I don't know, man. You think that Matt Damon and Ben Affleck get it on behind the scenes?
No, I don't want to think about that.
All right, whatever. Whatever. I will say, though, they did share a bank account when they were living in the same apartment while filming.
I didn't know that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. A lot of speculation.
That's crazy.
A lot of speculation. A lot of sleepovers happening recently ever since Ben Affleck broke it off with J-Lo. I don't know, man.
Ship him, I guess.
Ship him, I guess. I don't know. Support. Best of luck to the newlyweds. But yeah, I really don't know, man. I'm perusing my playlist to see how much time we have left. It looks like these next few songs will perfectly fit into the amount of time that we have left. Once again, thank you all 27 of you for listening.
We got another one.
Yeah, we got one more. 28 of you. Wow, you guys are the best. Lovely. Thank you. It's such a late hour. God, get to bed. But yeah, thank you. I'm Colin. This is Soapy Serenades, and I'm with Beto, my good friend, my dear roommate.
Hello.
And he has been a pleasure to have on the air, per usual. But you listen to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Soapy Serenades, every Sunday at 10 p.m. Please tune in for more songs, just like this one. The next song that I have for you is off of Stevie Wonder's most acclaimed album, Songs in the Key of Life. This song, I don't know how to pronounce the first one. I think that's Ngikulela. The next part is Es Una Historia. And then after that, it's I Am Singing. Mm. So it's the exact same beat, but in three different languages, which I think is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Because Stevie Wonder is just... what a talent. This right here is that song that I just said that I will not pronounce again.
Try again.
By Stevie Wonder. Ngikulela, Es Una Historia... I Am Singing by Stevie Wonder. I'll shut up now.
Sounds good.
Nuestro amor. smile. There are songs to make you sad, but with a happy song to sing, it never seems as bad. To me came this melody, so I've tried to put in words how I feel. Tomorrow will be for you and me.
Wow, that was Chicken Stew by System of a Down. We are running very low on time here, and I have one more song for all of you. Beto, do you have any closing remarks for us?
No.
Our plan for after this is to watch a movie, which is Studio Ghibli movie.
Yes, yes.
Which one is it?
I forgot
what the title of it is. But it's a good one.
It is. They're all good.
They are all good, from what I've heard. I haven't been able to watch any.
Yes.
But we're going to do that, and I am ordering McDonald's for us right now because I am big.
Big bag.
Big bag. In other news, I have been Colin.
I am Beto.
And this has been Soapy Serenades. Please, do me all a favor. Wash your stinking behind. Scrub behind your ears. And get yourself clean for next Sunday's episode of Soapy Serenades at 10 p.m. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. Don't forget it. Mark it in your calendar. Mark it in Google Calendar. Put it on your abacus. Google and make sure that you remember Sundays at 10 p.m. I have one more song for you all. And it's by a little band that I like to call Primus. Primus sucks, everybody. This is It Luck? This has been your Master of Sudsimonies. Good night.
I show the words that I know, not what design, and how loquacious I can use some of my down to it. But she wasn't impressed. No. She wasn't impressed at all. She whispered in my ear. She whispered in my ear, she said. You wanna get lucky, little boy? Same.